30 years from right now, you'll listen to this show again, and it will be just as good and just as entertaining as it is now. I promise. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by momentarily, and we will play the fake headline game. We did this once before. The audience loved it, so we're going to do it again. How it works is there are so many different stories that appear from so many different sources of media nowadays. Can Christina figure out the fake? Stay tuned and find out. And then social media is at it again. A wife discovered that her husband had a second wife because of good old Facebook. You can learn anything by hanging out on Facebook. And then things you never, ever, never, ever buy at the grocery store. Getting ready to do that shopping for the week? Hold on, you may want to change that list after you hear what we have to say. We start things off this hour with classic television. Turns out, it's not as classic as we thought it was. All of a sudden, we have all of these new channels that have popped up on our cable and or satellite systems. Antenna TV, Cozy, Laugh, MeTV, there are so many. Why are they there? Well, because with your digital stations in your area, your real stations, your ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, whatever, they now have digital sub-channels that they must program. The cheapest way to program these stations is to throw old television shows on that nobody is really watching anymore. So we've gone back 20, 30, 40, 50 years to find programming. And that's what they've done. So we're being exposed to shows that we haven't seen in a long time. And it turns out that, at least in my opinion, my memory of these shows turns out to be better than the shows actually are. A lot of people say, well, you know, TV has gone so far nowadays. Well, no, you know what? TV reflects modern society, finally. TV has had to mature on many levels because of HBO and Showtime and the subject matter that they started dealing with, what, 10, 15 years ago. And we are talking about social issues now that you never would have heard about on television. Go back to some of these old shows. All right, I stopped off and watched an episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show a couple of days ago. It was awful. It's from a different time when media and just in terms of our society, we didn't talk about certain things. And our TV shows didn't really reflect who we were. Go back and look at some of these shows and even some of the commercials from those times. They're on YouTube. And you would think that the entire world was white, 40, and predominantly male. It's not what this country is. Finally, we have shows and we have media that will honestly reflect who we are as a nation. And not just the little groups that we decide to hang out with, but all of us. One big society. White, black, religious, non-religious, gay, straight. All of these viewpoints, all of these characterizations are now reflected in our television shows. Look at Modern Family and shows like that. It is not that they're daring, they're just honest. And it's not as if you need to hide the kids from many of these shows. Yes, they are a bit more sexual than they used to be in content, but they are much more honest in terms of how they reflect who we as a country really are. So go back and look at some of these very watered-down, saccharine, white, 40, 45, 50-ish shows from the late 60s and through the 70s. Was it great television? Well, for what we expected then, it was. For a modern society that has real problems and sometimes needs to look at itself to deal with those problems, the reflection was completely inaccurate. Stay with us. The fake headline game is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield.
Hey, stupid!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute, your best work to the open road and two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a street light. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.